USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy plunging at a record rate in the year's second quarter, as the Commerce Department says. U.S. gross domestic product, the country's total output of goods and services, fell at a rate of 31.4% from April to June, a decline over three times larger than the previous record set in 1958. Chief economist at PNC, Gus Fauché, says
the economy is still in a very deep hole. It's going to take a lot of time to make up the lost ground.
But he adds things are looking better for the rest of the year.
We're seeing stronger consumer spending, auto sales are up, job growth has resumed, housing starts are up.
Another report out today finds the economy added nearly 750,000 private sector jobs this month. The ADP private payrolls report showing 749,000 private sector jobs were created. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The first presidential debate of the season last night in Cleveland, and it's been described by viewers and pundits as often chaotic. Some say it was the most unusual debate in modern American history. This morning, Democratic nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill have launched an old-fashioned whistle-stop tour through two battleground states, a campaign train making stops in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The U.S. Senate voted last evening to advance a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown at midnight. The Senate expected to give it final passage later today. The House passed it last week. So after Senate passage, President Trump is expected to sign it tonight. The woman accused of trying to kidnap the infant granddaughter of legendary NFL QB Joe Montana has pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping. The woman allegedly broke into Montana's Malibu home last week and grabbing the nine-month-old before being stopped by the Hall of Famer and his wife. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago is launching a comprehensive plan to reduce violence in the city over the course of the next 3 years. Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot revealing yesterday the Our City, Our Safety Plan. The program's five pillars, according to Lightfoot: empowering and healing people, protecting and securing public places, improving and advancing policing, affecting public policy, and planning and coordination. That plan was unveiled after more than 3,000 people were killed and more than 12,000 shot in Chicago since 2016. The NTSB has issued a final report on the deadly limousine crash in Schoharie, New York, in October 2018. The agency says Prestige Limousine, the company that owned the vehicle, is responsible for the tragedy that killed 20 people. Country music legend, sometimes actor, Mac Davis has died. He had hits like Don't Get Hooked on Me and It's Hard to Be Humble, but also wrote songs for other artists. After recording this one himself, Elvis Presley went on to have a hit with it as well.
As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And the singer known for the feminist anthem I Am Woman, Helen Reddy, also died yesterday at 78. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.